Next up, the speaker is Alea.
Hello, my name is Alea. I wanted to share with you my first experience with the church. And in January, my friends Andrea and Mike Dare brought me to a Tuesday night class. And I was invited to join the class, and I had my first circle. And let me give some background. My grandfather came through, and it was very important to me because he was a very important figure in my life, and more so even than my father, who was emotionally unavailable due to alcohol and drugs. And my grandfather was like a father to me. He had a lot of kids in my family, but he made me feel as though I was his favorite. And we were very close. And I lost him on my 13th birthday to cancer. And for me, that was devastating. But I felt as though I continued to have bad birthdays after that. My father had left us the following year, also in February, which is my birthday. And the year after that, I was 16 and I had become so depressed and through my family life tried to commit suicide unsuccessfully. And obviously, sorry, a little nervous here. But got through that hump, you know, the dramatic teen years, but never enjoyed my birthdays after that, and I never looked forward to them. For me, it was a time of mourning and a reminder of loss. And but I got through that, and today my dad is sober, and we have a strong relationship, long distance, but we have a strong relationship. And when I was in that circle and my grandfather came through, I had an incredible experience. He had given me a jewelry box, and at the time that he had given it to me, I was about 11, and I didn't know the name of the tune. I just played it and played it, especially after he had passed away. I played it so much that it broke. And then when I got married, I wished so much that he could be there. So in kind of an honor for him, I had gone down to the music box factory and I bought the little music that was in there, and I found out what it was, and I had it put into my ring bearer's pillow. And so he could be there with us at our wedding. And in our circle, he came through. Someone said, "I hear the music somewhere in time," and that, in fact, was the tune that was in the ring bearer's pillow and in the music box that my grandfather had given me. And the moment that was said, I had the ultimate confirmation. At that moment, a chill just went through my body, and my heart and my soul knew that he was there. And that is an experience that is so amazing, and it's the most wonderful gift that I've been given in a long time, aside from my three beautiful children. So I can definitely relate with Dave's sister. But it was an incredible experience, one that I'll never, ever forget. And I just thank God and the angels, because now this year I was able to celebrate my birthday, and I truly look forward to it, and I'm embracing it, and life is truly a celebration. And I know that my grandfather is there with me, and that my father chose his path not to hurt me, but for his own learning and for my learning. And it's just the awareness now, my mentality, my thinking is totally changed. and I feel free. And so I just want to thank God and the angels in this church for giving me that gift. Thank you.